the statement, and then we'll follow up with a question and answer. So go ahead, Tori.
Let's see. I know you guys saw what I saw. It was, you know, a tough night for us offensively. You know, I thought, you know, we scratched out that one knock and made a little bit of noise in that eighth inning and got a batter or two away from really making it a ball game or getting a chance to make it a ball game, but it never happened. I thought Matt Peacock, you know, was a little bit of a fist fight today. He was, you know, fighting himself to make pitches when he did. You know, he made a couple mistakes at the wrong time, and you know, things we didn't do a lot behind him that would enhance our ability to stay in the baseball game. And you know, you're playing these types of close ball games, you can't make some of the mistakes we made in a few different areas. The bullpen, I thought, did a really nice job. Castellanos' first outing with us did a really nice job of keep us in the ball game, give us an opportunity. I thought Mance Play got a big out in the fifth, set us up a little bit to keep us in the ball game. But look, there's some things that we're doing well, and there's some things that we're not doing well, and they're all identifiable, and we're going to continue to teach, and we're going to continue to talk about them. I have very high expectations of this baseball team, and that'll never change. We have set a certain standard. We've set a bar here. And we need to continue to strive to blast through that bar every single day. So that's my promise to this team. That's my promise to this organization and everybody across the valley. We got to start playing better baseball.
Steve Gilbert, go ahead.
Tori, along those lines, it seemed like, I know you've been frustrated for a little while with some of these little things that have happened, you know, defensively on the bases, and it kind of seemed to boil over a little bit for you there after the third inning.
I did. You know, I don't typically like to do things, and I know what you're talking about, do things like I did. But, you know, I had enough, and that's basically what I told the group. And, you know, a lot of it will stay between me and the players, but what I told them was that I have extremely high expectations of this group, and we are a good baseball team, and it's time to go out and play our type of baseball. And at the end of the night, I can sit down and accept a win or a loss if we do things our way, and we are not meeting our standards. And I got the whole group together. I didn't care. It was that time. I needed to address that situation and let them know that I feel like we can do better.
Nick Pecoro.
Or was that a thing you had been thinking about doing for some time, or was it just kind of a spur of the moment type of thing?
Yeah, no, I don't plan any of that. Players see right through that. If it's made up or planned or prefabbed, they're gonna see right through it. It bubbled over when the ball rolled in the dugout and we failed the back of the base, and I just said that's enough.
Steve with AP.
Freddy Peralta's been pitching like that against a lot of teams this year. Just what was it that he had working for him tonight, and what is it that makes him so difficult to hit against?
Yeah, I mean, it's the four rise, it's the aggressive fastball, and then secondary stuff right off of that. It's a backdoor breaking ball to lefties, you know, a changeup that will complement a couple both those pitches. And I used to, you did a nice job of attacking the zone, and got to give him some credit.
Tori, is that as frustrated as you've ever been in a game as a manager?
Probably, yes.
Back to you, Steve Gilbert.
Was Peacock's hand was okay, right, Tori? He looked at it a few times during the game, like maybe he was having a little trouble getting a grip or something like that. He was okay though.
Yeah, he was just fine. I know you're here, and I know you saw him put his hands in his mouth, and he had just a little bit of a broken nail, so he bit that nail off and got back to work, so he was just fine.
Jack Summers.
Sorry, Tori. Cattell, you know, we didn't ask you before the game, just wanted to make sure. Today was just a day off, six games in a row. No issues there.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to read into. He's feeling great, and he was ready to go. I had him kind of lined up in that ninth inning to face Hader. The game was on the line. I stacked those lefties for a reason, knowing that I had a couple really good right-handed hitters available, and he was going to be one of them.
Okay. Also, was that Peacock's base to back up at third when the ball rolled in the dugout? We didn't get a good replay from home here.
Yeah, I understand. I know sometimes it's a little frustrating for you guys not being here. Yes, it was his base.
Thank you.
Anything else for Torrey? No, thank you, Torrey.
Thanks,
Kristen Walker will be in next.
Thanks, Torrey.